This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After weeks of tough negotiations on raising the nation's debt ceiling to avoid defaulting on its loans, U.S. President Joe Biden addressed the nation for the first time from the Oval Office, marking the bill's significance. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara tells us more.
Since coming into office in early 2021, President Joe Biden has never directly addressed the nation from the Oval Office until Friday.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse.
On Saturday, Biden is signing the Fiscal Responsibility Act, which was passed overwhelmingly in the House and the Senate earlier this week.
On this vote, the yeas are 63, the nays are 36.
The measure allows the government to continue to borrow more money over the next 19 months to meet its obligations. It stops the U.S. from going into default, which could wreak havoc in global financial systems.
That is VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reporting. Rescuers continue wading through piles of debris and wreckage to pull out bodies and free people after two passenger trains derailed in India, killing more than 280 people, with that number rising. Hundreds of others were trapped inside more than a dozen mangled rail cars in one of the country's deadliest train crashes in decades. The accident, which happened about 130 miles southeast of Calcutta on Friday night, led to a chaotic scene. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says United States and its allies should not support a ceasefire or peace talks to end the war in Ukraine until Kyiv gains strength and can negotiate its own terms.
Kremlin often claimed it had the second strongest military in the world, and many believed it. Today, many see Russia's military as the second strongest in Ukraine. Its equipment, technology, leadership, troops, strategy, tactics, and morale, a case study in failure.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Washington would not stand for any coercion and bullying of its allies and partners by China, while assuring Beijing that the United States remains committed to maintaining the status quo on Taiwan and we prefer dialogue over conflict. Speaking on the sidelines of the Asia Security Summit, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that the Biden administration is enhancing alliances within the region.
Stepping up planning and coordination and training with our friends from the East China Sea to the South China Sea to the Indian Ocean. That includes staunch allies such as Australia, Japan, Republic of Korea, the Philippines, and Thailand.
Austin lobbied for support for Washington's vision of a free, open, and secure Indo-Pacific within a world of rules and rights as the best course to counter increasing Chinese assertiveness in the region. Russia said Friday that Azerbaijan and Armenia have made significant progress in talks designed to unblock transport links between the two neighbors, which are at odds over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
Nagorno-Karabakh is in Azerbaijan, but populated by ethnic Armenians. Moscow, Washington, and the European Union are all trying separately to help ensure permanent peace between Azerbaijan and Armenia, who have fought two wars in the last 30 years. In 2020, Azerbaijan seized control of areas controlled by ethnic Armenians in and around the mountain enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Since then, it has periodically restricted access to the only road linking the enclave with Armenia. Russia has traditionally been the main power broker between Azerbaijan and Armenia. They both lie on the southwest edge of the former Soviet Union. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The U.S. Department of Justice has informed former Vice President Mike Pence's legal team that it will not pursue criminal charges related to the discovery of classified documents at his Indiana home. The department sent a letter to Pence's attorney Thursday informing his team that after an investigation into the potential mishandling of classified information, no criminal charges will be sought. A Justice Department official confirmed the authenticity of the letter, which was obtained by the Associated Press. The news comes days before Pence is set to launch his campaign for the Republican nomination, pitting him against former President